freedom, from, to, of, for, and with, and the complementarities. Written on October 25th, 1988, by Z. Charnot. Freedom specified. We may conceive of freedom as freedom from, freedom to, freedom of, freedom for, and freedom with. Freedom from may require inhibition, constraints, limits, obstructions, or boundaries. Freedom to, freedom of, freedom for, and freedom with may require removal of those same inhibitions, constraints, limits, obstructions, or boundaries. Complementarity and sense. Because freedom of the one kind displaces freedom of another kind, the two freedoms are mutually exclusive. The degree to which one freedom is gained and held, the other freedom is forfeited. This complementarity of freedoms means that we cannot be for freedom and make any sense. If there is any sense in which we can increase or gain freedom, it is in the sense of being free of confrontation, conflict, free from obstruction, because we communicate with, coordinate with, and or harmoniously exchange or interact with our environment. In this sense, freedom can be increased. There can be a gain in freedom. We may say that we have more freedom if and as we diminish conflict or obstruction. But even in this sense, we are not free to conflict or free to obstruct. So freedom remains a matter of complementarity. The phrase for freedom sounds sensible, but it is something that can only be said because those two words can be arranged in that sequence, not because it makes any sense. It is like making a map without any territory. It is a representation without meaning. Freedom, as a term, must be used with a qualifying preposition. It is necessary to specify freedom from, freedom to, freedom of, freedom for, or freedom with. Freedom from is complementary to freedom to, freedom of, freedom for, and freedom with. Restricted, restrained, limited. Freedom of speech is not the freedom to say anything about anything or anyone to anyone. We are not free to lie under oath. We are not free to slander. Fraud involving misrepresentation is unlawful. Our freedom of speech is restricted, restrained, limited, both by law and by the consequences. One person's freedom cannot be another person's bondage. Yet much of what is exercised as freedom for one is a violation of freedom for another. The freedom of some people and some organizations to research, to develop, to produce, and to distribute, or to use products without testing and without an awareness of the consequences, sometimes threatening all life, impinges upon the freedoms or rights of others to be free from those consequences. The presence of pesticides detected in every living creature on earth, made possible to be detected by the work of Martin and Lovelock in gas chromatography and reported by Rachel Carson in the book Silent Spring, is such a violation of freedom. The production of pollutants of all kinds are such an example. While some are free to use inorganic nitrogen fertilizers on their fields, their lawns, their meadows, or pastures, others lose the freedom to have healthy water supplies or a stable atmosphere and climate. Exemplification. If I am to be free from the discomfort, perhaps even the pain or threat of cold, if I am going to be free from the dangers of extreme cold, I may require shelter, shield, apparel, or blankets. I may require warmth or heat. I will require oxygen and food to metabolize. If I am to be free from the inhibitions of apparel, blankets, shelter, etc., I will need to live in a climate, an environment, a latitude which supports that freedom. If I am to be free to travel, I may require a passport, a vehicle, roads, fuel, services, money, and so forth. If my travel is to be free from the problems of language barriers, I will need interpreters or many language skills. If I want to be free of the invasion of privacy, of having interpreters as constant companions, I will need language skills. If I want to be free from the effort to learn language and perhaps the effects of acquiring language skills, I will need to diminish, if not eliminate, social exchange. If, on the other hand, I want to be free to communicate, free to learn, free to coordinate, I cannot be free from the task and the implications of learning language, or learning to communicate without language. In general, all freedoms have modifiers, prepositions, which specify relationships with boundaries, barriers, limits, constraints, obstructions, inhibitions, or their absence. If I want to be free from rules, I will experience certain disorder or even chaos, unless I have governing principles, accepted guidelines, moral compunctions, etc. There is no absolute freedom. Absolute freedom would mean amoral behavior, irresponsible behavior, or total egocentricity. Even then, there would be a residue of restraint with respect to the ego's continuity. We are dependent upon other life forms for the essentials of life. The extension of the principle. In the same way, if I say I want free trade, I am attentive to the freedom from obstructions, the freedom from customs, the freedom from tariffs, the freedom from rules and regulations regarding the transport and exchange of products and services. With that freedom comes the loss of the complementary freedoms. Freedom from competition with producers, without the costs of the moral restraints of accountability to the environment or social programs. Producers who only seek a profit at any cost to the lives of those who produce. Producers who claim to live in a free society. Producers only accountable to the demand for dividends by shareholders and the demand for low costs by customers. There are producers who claim to have a free society. Their advertisements make possible supposedly free entertainment. These advertisements are intended to influence, to arouse, to generate wanting or desire. They generate discontent, and the level of wants or desires are so great sometimes that people are willing to hurt others to have what they must have. Such a society is not free from the social problems of crime, the social disbalance of poverty, and the social injustices which require legislation and law to enforce equality of rights for minorities, for women, etc. To claim to have a free society means, in this case, freedom from many social responsibilities and the costs of those responsibilities. Please proceed to part 2.